The DRC Ebola outbreak, reaching 896 confirmed cases with 232 deaths and 75 healthcare workers infected, is by any measure a serious global health emergency. The WHO has confirmed this is the third largest Ebola epidemic in recorded history. The specific strain circulating is the Bundibugyo virus, which is somewhat less lethal than the Zaire strain that caused the catastrophic 2014 to 2016 West Africa outbreak. That one killed over 11,000 people. But it's spreading in ways that are straining response capacity. The healthcare worker infection count of 75 is particularly alarming because those are the people running treatment centers. When healthcare workers get sick, treatment capacity collapses, which accelerates community transmission.
The Uganda linkage, 19 confirmed cases with cross-border transmission, is the detail that elevates this from a national emergency to a regional one. Uganda has dealt with Ebola before and has functional response infrastructure, but once a hemorrhagic fever outbreak crosses borders, the logistical complexity of contact tracing and quarantine management increases dramatically. The WHO report noting that Uganda has not recorded new cases since June 5th is a cautiously positive signal, but the DRC situation continues to evolve rapidly.
SpaceX targeting Tuesday for the first Starfall capsule launch is a significant commercial space milestone. Starfall represents SpaceX's next-generation crew and cargo vehicle, building on the Dragon platform's decade of operational history. Each new SpaceX launch vehicle enters service against the backdrop of a competitive landscape that includes Boeing's Starliner, which has had well-documented difficulties, and the emerging Chinese commercial space sector. The cadence of SpaceX launches has been remarkable, and Starfall entering service extends that dominance in low Earth orbit transportation.
The Hyundai full acquisition of Boston Dynamics for $325 million, SoftBank exercising its put option to sell the remaining 9.65% stake, closes out a chapter in one of the stranger corporate ownership stories in tech history. Boston Dynamics went from Google to SoftBank to Hyundai over roughly a decade, each transition reflecting different theories about what robotics was and what it was worth. Hyundai's full ownership signals a clear strategic thesis. They want humanoid and industrial robots integrated into their manufacturing operations, and they want the IP fully under their control to do that. The Atlas robot is increasingly being deployed in real manufacturing environments, and having a single owner with both the capital and the operational context to deploy it makes that integration more coherent.
The juxtaposition of Boston Dynamics' Atlas doing physical labor alongside the AI agent developments we discussed earlier, particularly Perplexity's brain system, points toward a convergence that's worth thinking about. The physical robot and the AI agent are increasingly the same system. Boston Dynamics robots are controlled by increasingly sophisticated AI, and as those AI systems gain memory and the ability to learn from past performance, you start to get something that looks less like a programmed machine and more like a system that improves through experience. That's both genuinely exciting and worth careful thought about deployment contexts.
The Magna International founder Frank Stronach being convicted of sexual assault is a significant story given Stronach's stature in the automotive manufacturing world. Magna is one of the largest auto parts suppliers in North America, with over $40 billion in annual revenue. Stronach stepped back from day-to-day operations years ago, but his conviction carries weight both for the company's historical narrative and for the broader accountability conversation in corporate leadership.
The Vance, RFK Jr., and Trump official sauerkraut diet story is genuinely unusual and worth a moment of analysis beyond the surface novelty. The fact that senior government officials are following a fermented food regimen developed by a specific physician, Dr. Sean O'Mara, and that this same philosophy has apparently influenced new federal dietary guidelines is a story about how personal health ideologies can migrate into policy. Federal dietary guidelines affect school lunch programs, hospital nutrition standards, SNAP benefit eligibility, and the formulation of supplemental nutrition products. When those guidelines shift based on the personal practices of specific officials rather than broad scientific consensus, it creates real downstream effects.